What the fuck? You took an empty one away and you put another full one down? Wow. Okay. Yeah, okay. Hey, everybody, you know, a little later. Okay, we just take it down and up. I have a feeling it's not the last time I'm going to have to talk to you three. I will be taking my edible right now. Now, I don't like to take them off stage because I like you guys to see that it, oh, I thought the cops were coming. I was like, that was quick. Holy shit. My reputation precedes me. All right. Every time she did, I was like, tip of the hat to you. Like he hadn't breathed there in 20. I think you should stop asking me stupid fucking questions. But, oh yeah, this is the late show, so I can tell you this, okay. So he developed a nickname that night. You guys should probably get her out of here, though. You should probably get out of here. We should get her out of here. Yeah. We're good. It's time. Yeah, it's good. No. It's totally good. All right, everybody. It's okay. It's all right. I love how the murmur spread across the crowd. Murmur. I know you're wondering because I could hear the what the fuck. I was trying because she was being a soldier. This one in the middle, I was trying to let it go because she was trying to play it off, but she's been throwing up in that glass for the last 15 minutes. That is not drink. That's vomit. But I was like, oh, look, she's soldiering on because she was doing it quiet. None of you knew, huh? She was doing, yo, I fucking loved it. Yeah, guys, I'm telling you, I love weird shit. The only reason I said it's time to go is because the glass is full. I didn't want her to throw up on the fucking ground, you know? I was just trying to be nice to the staff. But if she had a bigger glass, believe me, she would still be here. Yeah, I like that shit. That doesn't bother me at all. It just gives me something different to look at. I don't usually see that, you know? You know what I'm saying? I'm totally good with that. That was, and by the way, this is how she, it like a fucking soldier. She was doing this. She would go, right? So she would just go, and I was like, this motherfucker means for real. I was like, she is a fucking OG. Yeah. But I was just like, yo, if she's in it to win it, who am I to kick her out? You know what I mean? She's going 100, I'm going 100 with her. I can't believe you didn't know she was throwing up right next to you. That's because, I mean, how would you know? Like a fucking bird or something. Like she was feeding her kid. No, that's totally okay. You don't have to apologize. It was really funny. I was thoroughly enjoying myself. I mean, guys, I was looking down and then looking around like, am I the only one who knows? Oh, yeah. I was like, this is the most stealth, repeated projectile vomit. Like, I don't even know that's it. If that was an Olympic sport, gold fucking medal tonight. Damn. You think being a ventriloquist is hard? Try filling up a large glass of vomit in front of 300 people and not have anyone know. David Copperfield who, you know? All right. That was so good. Can I tell you guys? So I was in Cleveland, and right about where this couple is right here. Okay, so I was in Cleveland, right about where this couple is here. There's a couple, and they're just like you. They're facing towards me, and they're at a four top, a round table. And there's two people behind them, and they're facing me too. So the people in front, the dude is full on finger banging her, right? Full on. Now, yeah, hands up. Yeah, hands. Not this dude, not this dude. No. Yeah. So, full on. And guys, not like a, there was no subtlety to this. They were not close to each other. So there was a space between them. So he had to reach his, yeah. I'm going to say something terrible. But I'm on stage, and he looked like he was a DJ scratching a record. Like that, that's how subtle he was being in a crowd full of people. And I'm on stage just like, but I had the same attitude. Like, I never see this. There's so much you see all the time. So when you see something different, you're like, no, okay, I'll take a look at that. Okay. I didn't want to watch her throw. If you had said, do you want to watch someone throw up tonight? I'd have been no, but when it was happening, I'm like, that's kind of cool. You know? So, full on dig it, right? And so, and eventually it ends, and you know, look, the truth of the matter is, what do I care? You know, what do I care? He's not bothering anybody. Nobody's saying anything, so I don't care, right? But then he started talking at his table. And I'm not okay with, you know? Because that's disrupting the show for other people. And so I told him, you know, you got to quiet down. And he said something like, just keep going with your little thing. And I was like, yeah, man, I already know this is not going to end well for us. Like, I said, here's what's going to happen. I just want to tell you right up front, like, you're disrupting the show for other people, so it's my job to ask you to quiet down. And he said, and it's my job to tell you I'll do what I want. And I was like, well, now you got to go, man. I said, you got to go. You got to get out of here and take your finger banger with you. And right? And because I didn't think anyone else saw it. As soon as I said it, the entire crowd jumped up and they were like, that fucking happened! We saw that dude! Like there was pandemonium in the crowd. The people on the balcony were like, we fucking saw that! This poor lady was just like, oh my God. The dude, this will tell you exactly what kind of dude this was. There are 400 people jumping around, chanting, finger bangers, finger bangers. She has her jacket over her head. Dude is like this. And I was like, that is the exact guy who would finger bang someone in public. Yep. Boom. Hey, everybody. I hope everyone had a time tonight. I can't wait to tell that story on stage. Fuck. Are you kidding me? She, you know what? By the way, you know what else was really good? She would do the super drunk person face wipe. You know when they go, it's like a long, hard wipe. It's this. You get all the way into the fucking elbow, you're like. drunk people make me laugh, man. I know I get super high, but drunk people, you know what? Drunk people, this is your favorite move. When you are trying to look sober, this is drunk people's two favorite moves. The first one is the wall wing. Leaning on a wall is going to make you look more fucking sober. But the other one that's my favorite, because it should be way easier than you're making it, is the fucking hand on the hip stuff. Like, what the fuck is going on, you know? What are you saying to me right now? Because I think I understood all the words individually. But when you ran them all together in that sentence, I didn't understand what the fuck you said at all. Yeah. No, I'm good, thanks.